This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The House of Representatives has adjourned for the holidays without sending the articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the Senate. However, as AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Speaker Nancy Pelosi did invite Trump to give the State of the Union speech in February.
The response came after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to the president formally inviting him to address a joint session of Congress February 4th. The letter comes 2 days after Pelosi's House voted to impeach the president. She says she's inviting him to deliver the address in the spirit of respecting the Constitution. It's unclear if the Senate will have acted on impeachment by the time the president steps into the House chamber. No date has been set for its trial, with Pelosi and Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell at an impasse over how the trial will be run. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The president is in Florida for the holidays, but before leaving Washington, he signed legislation that creates a space force and gives federal workers 12 weeks of paid parental leave. The Republican-controlled Senate approved the $738 billion defense policy bill Tuesday after the House had approved the measure last week. At the signing ceremony, President Trump said the money helps ensure the U.S. military has everything it needs.
The 2020 National Defense Authorization Act is about making sure our warfighters have the tools, resources, and equipment you need to fight and to win, all the time to win.
The measure funds the creation of Trump's proposed Space Force as the sixth branch of the U.S. military. That's in exchange for the Democrats' parental leave proposal, which gives 2 million federal workers 12 weeks of parental leave for the first time in American history. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson won approval for his Brexit deal in Parliament Friday, the first step toward fulfilling his election pledge to deliver Britain's departure from the EU by January 31st. Lawmakers voted 358 to 234 to pass the second reading of the legislation, underlining Johnson's large majority in Parliament that should ensure a smooth ratification of the divorce deal to implement Britain's biggest policy shift in more than 40 years. Six people died Friday as thousands defied India's government and took part in protests against a new citizenship law. The six were killed in violence that erupted in several towns of Uttar Pradesh, where stone-throwing crowds clashed with police and set vehicles and a police post on fire. About 10,000 people protested outside New Delhi's Jamia Millia Islamia University. Thousands of protesters also stood inside and on the steps of New Delhi's Jama Masjid, one of India's largest mosques. The protests, now in their second week, have taken 14 lives as crowds have sometimes turned violent. The new law offers a path to Indian citizenship to Hindus, Parsis, Christians, and others who have been persecuted in Muslim-majority countries that border India. It does not make the same offer to Muslims. Clashes erupted in Beirut on Friday evening between supporters of former Prime Minister Saad Hariri and security forces made up of the Lebanese army and riot police. Hariri's supporters were protesting against the appointment of a new designate Prime Minister, Hassan Diab. According to a statement released by the Lebanese army, 7 soldiers were wounded during the confrontations. A researcher says that data on 267 million Facebook users has been exposed. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
An independent security consultant in Kyiv, Ukraine, reports finding a database online that had information on over 267 million Facebook users, mostly based in the U.S. Bob Diachenko says the data included names, phone numbers, and unique user IDs and was online for at least 10 days beginning December 4th before he discovered it. Ominously, Diachenko says someone downloaded the database to a hacker forum 2 days before he discovered it. Security experts say the affected Facebook users are at higher risk of being targeted by spam, password-stealing phishing attacks, and identity theft attempts. I'm Mike Gracia.
On Wall Street, markets closed at new records on Friday. The Dow added 0.3%, the S&P gained 0.5%, and the NASDAQ rose by 0.4%. I'm David Berg, VOA News.